This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Owerri, Nigeria, bringing you the thought for today. You are wonderful. Did you know that you're wonderful? Of course you do. Mm-hmm. We have a seminar group here for a School of the Master, and we're all going to learn about happiness and how the happy heart heals. And we're going to have lots of fun with the idea of you're wonderful. Now, Joe is looking at me and he's saying to himself, what do you mean I'm wonderful? What's so wonderful about me? What's so wonderful about me? I'm just an ordinary guy, one of the multimillionaires of the world and so forth, you know, but what's so wonderful about me? Well, sir, Joseph, I see you, one of the happy people of the world, one of the wealthy people of the world, one of the healthy people of the world, one of the people who has set everything in order in a perfect way, and you're enjoying it right now. And Joe says, thank you. And of course, that's the way he should do it. He recognizes that that's the truth. Now, some person might say, hey, I know Joe. Okay, so all about him. And I'll say, then you don't know Joe. You don't know the wonderful Joe, who is this wonderful guy. Well, oftentimes, we look at the outer appearances of people and we judge. And we say that this person is not happy, this person is not rich, and this person is not healthy, you know. And what do we know? What do we know? One of my friends went to the doctor to have his annual checkup, and he had his annual checkup, and he drove home, and the doctor called his wife on the way home and said, get your husband out of that car. Don't let him drive. He's dead, you know. His vital signs are all gone. He's shot, you know. Well, the minute he came home, she rushed him back to the hospital. And they checked, and he was all right. What they had done was they took the wrong chart. They took another guy's chart and said it was him. I mean, how can they do things like that? You wonder, you know. But they told him he was dead. They told him, he said, I feel just fine. I feel just wonderful. He said, I have never been pronounced dead in such a healthy body. It's really great. But the thing is, this is what happens sometimes. Now, the reason I'm mentioning that is not because the hospital did a dumb thing, which it certainly did. My goodness sake, he could have had a heart attack. I'm dying. I'm dead. You know? But we should not believe in appearances. Because even when the doctor says, you got this, all he's saying is, you've got whatever your symptoms are. And your symptoms are how you feel about yourself. If you don't like yourself, or you're mad about something, oh, I want to die, oh my God, I want to die, I want to stop the world, I want to get off, you know, that sort of attitude. But then, when we look at ourselves, we say, hey, look here, I'm a healthy person. Yeah, really I am. I got good eyes, good ears, good nose, and a good dog, you know. I'm a healthy person, and I don't want to die. I want to live as long as possible in a healthy, happy, harmonious body. And so somebody comes along and says, oh, you don't look too good. And then you just say to them, well, thank you for the comment. You should have seen me yesterday. I sure feel good today. You know, I am doing just great. Oh, really? Were you worse yesterday? No, but you were. You were for even seeing me in that way. I don't see myself as bad. I see myself wonderful. See, this is what we can all do. We can all see ourselves wonderful all the time. And if we do, others will see us that way. But if you go around mopey, you know, people say, oh, what's the matter? You got a problem? You know, you got something wrong? Something unhappy in your life? You know? And if you go around with a smile on your face, and say, boy, that's a happy guy. That's a happy woman. Oh, boy, it's like near her fish. She's such a joyous, happy, wonderful person to be with. You know? It's all attitude. And when we have the right attitude, we are what we really are is wonderful. We really are wonderful. And that's all we ever want to be. Now, have you ever thought of any different?
No.
No? And are you the only one who makes you wonderful or not wonderful?
I am.
Not the doctor? Not somebody telling you?
Mm-hmm.
Only you?
I am.
And I am. I am wonderful. Now, you believe that?
I believe.
You know that?
I know it.
And it is so forevermore.
So it is.
Well, we have just heard from the School of the Master graduate class here of super beings as they all went around and said, "I'm wonderful, I'm wonderful, I'm wonderful." Together,
"I'm wonderful, I'm wonderful, I'm wonderful."
And thank you, Nigeria. We shall return again soon. This is time for us to be wonderful ourselves and just say, "I'm wonderful, I'm wonderful, I'm wonderful.
I'm wonderful, I'm wonderful, I'm wonderful."
And know that I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you.